This weekend, we celebrated Labor Day with a party up to Dot and Tommy's camp. The usual gang was there. Late yesterday morning, Charlie and me and Celeste and Bud went out in the kayaks they have up there. We all looked pretty good paddling around, kind of athletic, really. But after an hour or so of sitting in one position, you best avert your eyes when it comes time to get out of them boats. Holy Walter Brennan, Batman! Ain't aging wonderful? Last week, I walked by the bathroom and glimpsed Charlie in there, checking out the hair in his ears and nose. "Time to get out the Roto-Rooter, dear," I says. "Very funny," he replies. Then I hear him mutter under his breath, "If I could only get it to grow like this on my head." Nowadays, when I take a nap and my face gets a couple of creases in it from the pillow, you wouldn't believe how long it takes for them creases to go away. We're talking hours. The tide has turned, and no amount of collagen moisturizer is capable of putting that baby bounce back into my skin. Or I'll be setting the table for dinner when I notice that while I wasn't paying attention, someone attached my mother's hands to my arms. Then I start looking at my arms and I see that crepiness on the inside of my elbows. So I go into the bathroom and check out the outside of my elbows. That's still okay, not too saggy. But while I'm in there, I look at myself head on in the mirror and spend a few minutes pulling the skin taut on my neck, which makes me look 10 years younger and 10 pounds thinner, and then the potatoes boil over and bring me back to reality. It's not that I do this all the time or anything. It's just that every once in a while, I really see myself. Not like how I was or how I want to be, but as I am at this moment, and it brings me up short. I'm not up for Botox or plastic surgery, though. I mean, who has the money for that? Besides, elective surgery is an oxymoron in my book. And I think these celebrities with no laugh lines, puffy lips, and firm necks look kind of unnatural. Some of them don't even resemble themselves anymore. Faye Dunaway? Nate, I say more. Still, it's nice to know us women aren't the only ones who spend time thinking about how we're aging. Men do it too. Yet I'm always surprised when Charlie seems concerned about it. I don't think of him as being that aware of his looks, but I guess he is. Like when we're talking about a celebrity or a politician, someone we just met at a party, and Charlie gets all wistful and says, "He sure has a good head of hair." Oh, well. It's good to know we're in this together. Happy Labor Day, everyone. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.